Blog Talk Radio.
Gary? Gary?
Yeah, go ahead and start anytime, Helene. I don't know what's going on. When I dialed in, I never heard you when I was on the host line.
That's strange. Okay. Well,
I think I may have started the show already.
I think you did, but that's okay. We'll just get on with it. Okay. Welcome
I'm hearing on the radio too. This is really great.
Oh, cool. Welcome to Enterprise Marketing. The Future, which focuses on how the future of marketing is about performing real-time, being an agile organization to make the most of evolving opportunities to impact customers and profits. I'm your host, Helene Eichler. Join us to stay up on trends and best practices from thought leaders that fuel organizations' current and future marketing effectiveness. Today, we're excited to have Gary Katz, Chairman, Chief Strategy Officer of Marketing Operations Partners, with us to share his insights on why marketing, operations, and development need to tightly collaborate for optimum business results. Let's get started. Good afternoon, Gary.
Hi, Helene. How are you?
Good. Gary, that was a very interesting article you were quoted in, and I'm wondering, what do you view as best practices an organization can adopt to foster a more collaborative environment that results in improved efficiencies?
Well, I think that's a great question. I think that the very first thing that every company needs to do in order to be efficient and effective is understand very clearly what their business objectives are, what success looks like, what those look like from the standpoint of a metric and key performance indicators that can be monitored and ultimately assessed. And then from that, understanding really what are the what's in it for me's for the various players involved, starting with your external audience, your customers usually, or maybe your partners or your investors, and what's going to make them feel like they're getting value from your company, and then working back inward to your internal stakeholders. Those internal stakeholders are going to be certainly your executive management team, but also people from different functions inside the organization. And those functions need to be well-aligned with one another around those objectives and around what the customer requires, the what's in it for me for the customers. Each group is going to have what's in it for me in order to successfully achieve their job and in order to be able to achieve their own individual and team KPIs, key performance indicators, that will have an effect on them achieving bonuses and so on. So I would start there, you know, and always circle back around to what's the central point. You know, is that central point your customer? If so, that should drive every decision. And usually, what we see inside organizations, unfortunately, is too many politics and power plays and turf battles and things like that that drive decision making instead of what we're really trying to accomplish externally and the value that we're trying to deliver as an organization.
And Gary, how will we know when we've arrived? You know, what are some of those success metrics that an organization can put in place to see that they've achieved this level of operating?
So there's a number of different ways, and it really depends on, you know, what your business objective is in the first place. So you may have, 3 to 5 enterprise strategic objectives over the course of a year, of which maybe your marketing organization is driving 3 of those, you know, from a leadership standpoint, and maybe supporting the other 2 or something like that. And so, you know, let's say that your revenue, not your revenue objectives, but obviously that's one of them. Say your objective is something like, we're trying to move into a new market, and we're trying to capture a certain amount of market share over the course of a year. Then, you know, the first thing to do, in order to accomplish that, is start with finding that beachhead of customers that are going to help you win. In order to find that beachhead of customers, you have to have very good business intelligence, customer intelligence, understanding intimately what their issues are, what types of problems or outcomes they're trying to create, or problems they're trying to solve and outcomes they're trying to create, and then seeing where you can provide value. Now, that starts, you know, with very small companies that address a market need, and it continues to be the case as you become a bigger company and you have more products and more solutions and more opportunities to try to solve them on behalf of a customer. So just in that one instance, you know, some of those key performance indicators are going to be the profitability of that customer. Is that customer winning? You know, what are the kind of measures that show that they're winning, you know, based on the value that you're providing? And they, you know, they're going to define that, but the key is to help them define it in such a way that it's tangible. You know, for example, if you have, say, a marketing automation solution that you're offering to the marketplace, you've got to show a strong ROI, you know, that the investment that they make is going to generate more business for them. You also have to show that you're conscientious about the cost, of that investment, and that there's not a lot of waste involved, so the total cost of ownership should be reasonable. The other thing is you've got to make sure that that type of solution has broad adoption, that it isn't just used in a small way, because you won't get the return if it's only being used in a suboptimal way. So those are all considerations just around one thing, one example. And you can apply that to every business objective you have, whether it's trying to build out your channel with Tier A type channel partners, whether it's going public eventually or having some kind of a major milestone event like acquiring another company or being acquired, depending, again, what those business goals are. So all those things have all those objectives have a marketing and marketing operations type connection, and it's an opportunity for marketing operations to tie very much to those goals so that it can enable the marketing function to show its value as an organization and its contribution and its impact to the success of the enterprise.
So, Gary, where do we start? Where can an organization, or how can they start to implement this type of agile management approach? And maybe you can back up a little bit and give us your definition of exactly what is agile management and how can it be used here?
Absolutely. Well, there are a couple of things, actually. I think that as we were talking about this, there's the idea of agile management, and there's also the idea of DevOps. I think the article was originally on that. And, you know, DevOps is really about bringing, groups together traditionally, like software development and quality and IT, for instance, and bringing more communication and collaboration into the mix. So we're not operating in a DevOps opportunity or in a DevOps environment in marketing operations a lot of the time, although we certainly are in that, around innovation or around IT type initiatives. We can certainly be, you know, right in the middle of that model, which of course plays nicely to the whole agile thing that comes out of the software development world and is now being reapplied to marketing. So in terms of a starting point, I think you actually asked a second question, which is, you know, what exactly is Agile? You know, it is, you know, well, Agile marketing is a methodology, kind of a framework, right? It is an approach that's been used in software development and other functions that is now being brought into marketing. There's a lot involved in terms of you know, having you know, regular scrums and such. You know, a lot of terminology in that area that I'm not going to get into because I'm not here to talk about agile marketing specifically. I want to talk about and really emphasize that agile or agility in marketing is about being able to seize opportunities in the marketplace and make informed, quick decisions and act quickly to the changing environment. That is really what we're talking about, agile. It has a lot to do with centering around whoever that stakeholder is that, you know, that you're trying to deliver value to as a business. Oftentimes that's a customer, but like I said, it could be partners or investors or other audiences. And then not only centering around that stakeholder, but having very good business insight and business intelligence to understand what it is that they want, what their requirements are, what their needs are, what their pain is, what the gaps are, what will fill those gaps effectively, and then all the way through to providing a solution that we can measurably show impacts their business in a positive way.
Excellent. Well, Gary, thank you so much for sharing your insights with us this afternoon. And
my
we'll
pleasure.
Look forward to speaking with you next time.
Thanks, Elaine.